Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of vision. Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." We know from that scripture that without a vision, people have no hope. There's no direction. There's no future for them. But on the other hand, where there is a vision, there is great prosperity. There's a future. There's excitement. There's joy in a person's life. But how do you pursue a vision that you have, a God-given vision, something that's been put in your heart, when perhaps you don't have any of the ingredients to see that vision come to pass? Maybe you don't have the finances. Maybe you don't have the education or the ability to make this vision come to pass. Well, first of all, you have to recognize that if it is a God-given vision, that God is not intending for you in your own strength or power to bring that vision to pass. God-given visions come with God-ordained anointings and God-supplied provision to see a vision come to pass. The requirement on the human being's part is agreeing with God, believing God, and taking the steps of faith and obedience to God as God instructs. But how do you pursue a vision that God has placed in your heart? Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 give us an excellent bit of instruction regarding vision. Starting at verse 2, it reads, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that they may run who read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." This scripture is very pregnant with promise. First of all, it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets. God would give us the instruction when He has given you a God-given vision that you need to write it down, literally write it down, not just in your heart, in your mind, in your imagination, but write out the vision. Write down the very dream of your heart that God has placed there, regardless of how wild and impossible it may seem to everyone around you. Write the vision and make it plain. Make it very clear what the vision is about, what your purpose is about, what the details that you know should be with regard to this vision. This is important in order for you to pursue your vision. And it also says in that same verse, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that they may run who read it. It's interesting how powerful writing down the vision is and reading the vision over and over and over again, how it will speak to your heart, how it will increase your vision, how it will build up your faith so you can run with it. The person who will write it down and read it over and over and believe God for it will be propelled by that vision in their life. When God gave me a vision for radio ministry, the first thing I did was write it down before I even told anyone. I wrote it down. I knew God had been speaking to me about this, and I wrote it down, and I would read over and over and over the thing which God had spoken to me. I had taken a time aside of fasting and prayer, and I was determined to hear what exactly it was that God wanted me to do. I knew I had reached a turning point in my life, that God had something else He wanted me to do, and I was trying to pursue, what is this thing, God? And after an extended time with the Lord gave me a very clear word about radio ministry. And I wrote it down, and I have read that over and over and over again, and it kept me propelled toward the vision, even when I didn't have the money to go on the radio, even when I didn't know how to go on the radio. I had never had any experience with the radio, and nor did I know anyone who had any experience. But God spoke to me, and I wrote that vision down, and I read it over and over, and it encouraged me greatly. And the day came when God brought to pass the very vision He had placed in my heart. But the vision's not over yet. He's given me more and more vision for it, but that also will come to pass. A third step in pursuing your vision, besides writing it down, reading it over and over again, is step two. Then the third step that is very important as well is to agree with God, or to say with your mouth what God's vision for your life is. Be willing to speak words of faith about what you believe God has called you to do. When David stood before the giant Goliath, he didn't look like he was able to take out that giant. But with his mouth, he said, "This day will I feed your body to the birds and take off your head." He said what he believed God had called him to do. He spoke what he had in his heart, the vision that God had given him, that he was a conqueror. He was able to slay the giant that had come against their nation. He was willing by faith to speak words that looked foolish to everyone else. Are you willing to look foolish in order to be obedient and speak the vision God has for you? This is very important. Joshua and Caleb did the same thing. They were standing with the 10 other spies on the brink of the promised land. The 10 spies said, "Oh, we are not able to take this land. There's giants in the land." But Caleb, about whom it is written he had a different spirit, said, "We are well able to take it." He spoke with his mouth the vision God had put in his heart, that they were more than conquerors, that God had called them to this call of going into the promised land and removing the inhabitants who did not serve God that lived there. He was willing to say these words. And Caleb, as it turns out, if you read the whole story, ended up waiting 45 years from the day he said that to the day he saw it come to pass, because the 10 spies convinced the children of Israel not to go into the promised land. And as a result, they wandered for 40 more years in the wilderness. And then it was 45 years before Caleb actually was able to take his own area, his own land. They had fought other battles in the promised land, but at the age of 85, Caleb, who said he was still as strong as he was the day he stood there at 40 years old, he spoke that he believed he would now take the land that God had promised to him. You may have to read that vision and say that vision over and over again, and it may be years before you see it come to pass. But do not lose heart, and do not neglect to speak words of faith over the vision that God has given to you. The third verse of Habakkuk chapter 2 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time." When God has given a God-given vision to a person, and that person is willing to stand in faith and be obedient and walk out the steps that are given to him, that vision will come to pass. It is yet for an appointed time. At the end, the vision will speak, and it will not lie. You know what it says? It says it's coming to pass. And then that scripture goes on to say, "Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry." Do you have a God-given vision in your heart? Have you written it down? Have you read that over and over again? And it has been the thing that has propelled you. It's caused you to be able to run towards that vision. You have kept that before your own eyes. And have you been willing to say by faith what God has called you to do, though it doesn't look like it can come to pass? It didn't look like David could slay Goliath, and it didn't look like Joshua and Caleb could take the promised land. but they continued to speak words of faith about their vision. And because they were faithful, and because God is faithful who promised, the vision was indeed for an appointed time. And at the end, that vision did speak. And at the end, that vision did not lie. And though in Caleb's case, it tarried, he waited for it. Just as that scripture instructs, though it tarries, wait for it. How are you to wait? You're to wait in faith. You're to wait with an expectant heart. You're not to wait discouraged, despairing, wondering if it's ever going to happen. No, though it tarries, wait for it. You wait for it expectantly. You wait for it by faith. You wait for it prayerfully. You wait for it preparing to receive it. Part of the waiting that you will experience as you wait for your vision to come to pass is a time of preparation. You must prepare in order to receive the fullness of that vision come to pass in your life. In this waiting season, if that's the season you're in, do everything you can imagine with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to prepare to receive it. What if it came to pass today? Are you ready? Probably not. Do whatever is required to be completely prepared to walk in it. Do whatever is required to prepare for the vision to come to pass in your life. Whatever that is, do it. Put your hand to it and do it diligently. And God looks to see who is diligent. And that person, he rewards. He says, if you're faithful in little, he'll give you much. What are you doing with this waiting time between the time the vision's given to you and the time it comes to pass? Use the time to prepare diligently, vigilantly for that vision to come to pass. And then say by faith what God's going to do, and God will bring it to pass. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to pursue your vision and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.